Hello, and welcome back to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, editor of the European Styrene Butadiene Rubber Report, and with me today is the SBR editor in Asia, Helen Yan, and also the US SBR editor, Jesse Waldheim. Today we're going to look at what's been happening in the global landscape in the SBR market recently, looking at what's expected in the month ahead, and looking upstream at BD as well. So Jesse, thanks for joining. I'm interested to hear the latest on the anti-dumping ruling, which recently came out. Can you give some insight into what's happened so far?
Yes, thank you for having me. The most recent development has been that Mexico is now starting an investigation into imports of SBR. This follows the U.S. was expected to implement anti-dumping duties after a vote by the ITC that the U.S. industry was materially harmed by imports from four countries. There were already some cash deposits being taken, and the final rates for that are about 20% on imports from Brazil and Mexico, about 25% on imports from Poland, and between 9 and 44% on imports from South Korea. However, the anti-dumping duties haven't actually been imposed, but they are expected to following that vote. Mexico began its investigation that they announced last week after a petition by their only producer, Industrious Negromax, which also ships into the U.S., so which is also covered by the U.S. import anti-dumping duties.
It's an interesting time at the moment, and ExxonMobil was acquiring the Lion unit in Louisiana. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the most recent development there. The anti-dumping process began with a petition by Lion Copolymers and East West Copolymers. East West had a plant in Louisiana that they were running, and they declared bankruptcy back in April. And then that plant was sold to Lion Copolymers. And Lion Copolymers has recently sold that to Exxon. We're not expecting them to start it up as an SBR plant. So that is that does add a little dimension to it, that one of the original petitioners in the U.S. is no longer an SBR producer.
And also, I wanted to ask you, what do you think the biggest impact on SBR will be at the moment in terms of prices? Do you think that it's still going to be driven by feedstock movements?
Yes. The overall feel on a lot of the anti-dumping stuff is that it's not going to have a huge effect on the U.S. market, since the imports can just switch from these countries that would be covered. Imports could come in from other countries, and some people have said that that's already starting to happen. Mm-hmm. But the biggest effect on SBR has been and will continue to be butadiene prices. And butadiene prices have been falling for the last 5 months, which has been pushing SBR prices down. And they have just started looking like they're coming up. Butadiene spot prices for the first time in 5 months were higher last week than the prior week. And the initial contract nomination was issued just yesterday, and it's one of the it's the first increase that we've seen in 5 months. So it was up about 5 cents for the nomination.
Thanks for joining, Jesse, and thanks for explaining that.
Thank you for having me.
So Helen, I'm really interested to hear about what's been happening in Asia at the moment, and we've had a real pickup in BD export spot prices over the last 2 weeks. So yeah, if you could fill us in on what's been happening, that would be great.
Yes, Melissa, styrene butadiene rubber prices in Asia are really going up very much this week because of the feedstock cost. The butadiene price shot up last week by more than $150. Given this current situation of the escalating feedstock costs, major SBR producers in Asia have all revised their offers up this week.
Right, so there's definitely been a big jump in things. And And how do you think demand is at the moment?
Obviously the downstream tire makers are closely monitoring the situation. But given that normally demand tends to pick up in the fourth quarter or from September onwards, there is a lot of confidence on the point of the Asian SBR producers that they will be able to increase their prices. It's up at least about $150-$200 from previous trade for the ESBR 1502. But having said that, the tire makers do also have other options. They can import from Europe at lower prices, and I heard maybe about $100 lower. That's the kind of offers they can get from either Middle East or Western Europe or Russia. So this will make it more difficult for the Asian SBR producers to increase their price up too sharply.
In Europe, prices have been going down, at a steady pace, but really coming down from the high prices that we saw earlier in the year. And over the summer, it's really plateaued. Exporters are looking towards Asia and watching very closely. And the fact that things have really picked up in Asia, we'll have to wait and see. And I understand that Asia is quite volatile, but what do you think September will bring for the market?
Obviously, September prices for synthetic rubber will be higher compared with August. Price increase. Having said that, Melissa, one of the reasons also is natural rubber. Natural rubber has been going up. As you know, Southeast Asia is a major production center for natural rubber, and natural rubber and synthetic rubber, like SBR, they are rival feedstocks for the production of tires in the automotive industry, and their prices tend to move in tandem with each other. NR, or natural rubber, prices are going up. It's now like between 16 to 1700. And in Asia, I mean, there's not only a physical natural rubber price, there's also the natural rubber futures price. That's the paper trade, and that's really going very, very bullish. That drives the natural rubber physical price. So natural rubber traders are anticipating that the NR price are likely to be on an uptrend. That looks like why the Asian synthetic rubber makers are also pegging their offers for the ESBR 1502 between this range for September.
Okay, and it does seem that from a seller point of view, it's a positive outlook for September. How would you say supply is at the moment?
Okay, supply for ESBR. I mean, we also cannot ignore China. That's a huge, big market, and the China market dynamics are very different. Their domestic prices have really been going up in the past month due to limited supplies from all the ongoing environmental checks that are going there at their plants. There have been like a supply crunch on and off, and the synthetic rubber prices in the domestic market in China have really been going up a lot. And not only the synthetic rubber prices, and of course the feedstock butadiene, local prices in China have also been going up week on week in the past month. All these have contributed to the upward pressure in the US dollar market. And of course, we must also bear in mind the exchange rate between the US dollar and the local currencies. If the US dollar weakens, that will give buyers in Asia more room to be able to pay a higher US dollar price. So that's another factor that we also have to consider.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for explaining that, Helen, and thanks for giving insight from the US, Jesse. Make sure you join us next time for further market update. We'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.